Good afternoon. A cold front continues to make progress off the eastern seaboard. It's the same front that brought rain overnight and patchy dense fog this morning across interior New York and New England. While the precipitation is over, it's taking a little bit longer to scour out the low clouds and fog, but eventually more of us will go back to more sunshine mixed with a few clouds through the afternoon. On the heels of a developing southwest breeze, temperatures will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. High pressure will briefly build in tonight with partly cloudy skies. It'll be seasonably cool with temperatures back into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. Tomorrow we'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and at the same time a disturbance will dive into the Great Lakes from the mid-levels of the atmosphere. As a result, an onshore flow will pull in some clouds for the second half of the day off of the ocean, and coastal sections will have a better risk of a few showers, although the risk will continue inland as well. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s for afternoon highs on Wednesday. From here, we'll continue to slowly track the cutoff low pressure system through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley as it meanders around for the next several days leading into the end of the week and the upcoming weekend. The persistent onshore flow will keep skies mostly cloudy through the end of the week with temperatures in the middle 60s and the chance of showers for both Thursday and Friday, followed by upper 60s, though still with the chance of scattered showers for Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it looks like it's going to take the entire weekend and perhaps the beginning of next week to see this system lift out. So we'll call for mostly cloudy skies, still with the risk of a few showers on Monday, with high temperatures staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Typhoon Megi made landfall overnight in Taiwan with winds of 130 miles per hour and life-threatening flooding, rainfall, and mudslides. Megi will make a second landfall this afternoon along the coast of China. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring showers and thunderstorms which continue in association with a well-organized tropical wave located about 475 miles east-southeast of Barbados. However, the low appears to lack a closed circulation at this time. Environmental conditions are favorable for continued development, and a tropical depression or a tropical storm could form later today or tonight, while the system moves westward to west-northwestward at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Interests in the eastern and central Caribbean Sea, including the northern coast of South America, should monitor the progress of this disturbance, since warnings and watches could be required at any time. Regardless of whether the system is a tropical wave or a tropical cyclone, heavy rains and wind gusts to tropical storm force are expected to spread over the Windward Islands and portions of the southern Lesser Antilles beginning tonight and continuing into tomorrow. An Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate the disturbance this afternoon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Fullerton, California, to a low of 21 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine mid-70s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with a scattered shower and thunderstorm and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 84, set in 1920, and the record low, 24, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:43 p.m., 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy this afternoon with highs right around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine becoming breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, the risk of a shower, upper 60s. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday, a chance of showers both days, mid to upper 60s. More clouds than sun for the weekend, and still the risk of showers both days in the upper 60s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Monday, with high temperatures staying in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.